CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 6th of January 2019. Here are the main news headlines. Happy New Year, Italian Wireless Pioneers Award Scheme. Download the latest 5 MHz newsletter. The news team and all the staff at the RSGB HQ would like to wish our news readers, listeners and online readers a very happy new year. We would like to remind everyone that we always welcome your news. Email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk and the deadline is 10 a.m. sharp on Thursday mornings. The RSGB script is uploaded to the RSGB website by 4:30 p.m. each Friday afternoon. ARI Fidenza and the Guglielmo Marconi Foundation has announced an award scheme based on major Italian pioneers in wireless and radio technology, or the main artificers of those fundamental discoveries and practical achievements that have made possible the birth of wireless communications and subsequent progress in radio technology. Running from the 1st of January to the 31st of December 2019, 12 commemorative radio stations with special call signs will alternate throughout the year. Each month is dedicated to a specific scientist. Full details at www.arifidenza.it. The latest edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available for free PDF download from the RSGB 5 MHz page on the RSGB website. This edition includes 5 MHz news from 10 countries, featuring the latest number of CPT countries on 5 MHz, Exercise Blue Ham 100, and an article on taking care on 5357. The RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park welcomed 55,232 people through the doors in 2018, introducing the vast majority of them to amateur radio for the first time. Well done to Martin, G0GMB, and his team of volunteers who keep the NRC running. Please note that it will be closed for a private event on Tuesday the 15th of January. But other than this, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors 7 days a week, especially RSGB members who can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park from the RSGB website. The final advanced training course in Bath starts on Wednesday the 30th of January. The course will run on Wednesday evenings at the Scout HQ in Grove Street, Bath, aiming for an exam in July. This will be the last amateur radio course in Bath for some time because of work required to implement the changes to the syllabus. The Bath team expect to be closed down for at least 6 months and possibly a year. The final Bath-based distance learning course, which will run in parallel with the classroom course, is now full and has a record number of students. If anyone's looking to upgrade from intermediate to full and can attend classes in Bath, please drop an email to Steve Hartley, G0FUW at tiscali.co.uk. The RSGB is pleased to announce that Bobby Wadey, MI0RYL, has been appointed to the position of RSGB Awards Manager, taking over from Chris Burbanks, G3SJJ. The Society would like to thank Chris for his works as the RSGB Awards Manager. RSGB members are reminded that nominations are open for RSGB Board and Regional Representatives. Details in the January RADCOM. These roles offer a good opportunity to help the RSGB develop and promote amateur radio. Nominations close on the 31st of January 2019. Until the 14th of January, 8,400 scouts from every Australian state, plus representatives from 18 nations, will converge in South Australia to participate in the 25th Australian Scout Jamboree. One of the 150 activities on offer to the scouts will be a chance to participate in amateur radio using VI-225AJ and a direction-finding course. About 2,000 scouts are expected to experience amateur radio over the 10-day period. They'll be active on HF, both on SSB and digital modes, satellite, IRLP and Echolink. Full details such as operating schedules and frequencies will be available via the vi25ajqrz.com page. If you hear the call sign on the air, please give youngsters a call. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. We don't know of any rallies happening in January. To get your event into Radcom, onto GB2RS or on the website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and we need to know 4 months in advance if you want to get something into Radcom. Now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. RHPA0RRS is on the air as 9Mike2MRS from Penang Island. That's IOTA AS015 until the 15th of February. Activity is HF band, CW RTTY PSK and FT8, QSL to his home call. Mike OE6MBG is operating as S79AA from Mahe. That's AF024 until the 2nd of February. Activity 160 to 10 metre bands plus 6 metres as conditions permit. Using CW and SSB, QSL logbook of the world. Antoine 3D2AG is on the air as T2AR from Funafuti until the 31st of January. Activity HF bands, including top band QSL to his home call. In addition, Apinelu T2AT is operating on the HF bands using FT8 QSL N7 SMI. Bernie W3UR and Becky N3OSH will be on the air as V47UR from Calypso Bay St. Kitts, NA104 from the 8th to the 20th of January. Activity holiday style, top metre to 6 metre bands using CW and SSB, QSL via logbook of the world. Now for special event news, KB2KW is on the air at various times near Inverness until the 28th of January using vintage KW gear, QSL via logbook of the world. Please send details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. I'll say that again, radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible for free publicity on GB2RS in Radcom and online. But remember that UK special event stations must be open to the public, so free publicity from the RSGB can make your efforts more widely known. Now for contest news, on Tuesday the 432 Megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM only. It's immediately followed by the all-mode 432 Megs UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230. The exchange for both contests is signal, report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the new 50 megs MGM contest runs from 1900 to 1955 using machine-generated modes only. It's immediately followed by the all-mode 50 megs UK activity contest 2000 to 2230. The exchange for both contests is signal, report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday the 13th, the Data Modes AFS contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC, data only, 3.5 and 7 megs bands. Exchange of signal report and serial number, and the UK 6 metre group marathon continues this month until the 31st. Using all modes on the 50 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLO and G4BAO. A new sunspot appeared this week, although it belongs to the outgoing cycle 24, and is therefore not a sign that the new cycle 25 is underway just yet. We may still have to wait until at least the autumn before that happens. Despite pushing the solar flux index up to 75 on Thursday, we're still very much in the midwinter doldrums, with bands opening late and closing early. Having said that, there have been reports of some early afternoon 17 megs transatlantic CW openings to the US, 20 metres and 40, have often closed early, but it's worth checking out both bands after dark. There has been some activity spotted on 40 around 11 p.m, so it's worth looking. A large solar coronal hole became earth-facing on Thursday, which may cause some disruption to the bands at the weekend, potentially pushing the K index up to 4 with depressed maximum useful frequencies. Once its effects have passed, we should see more settled bands with a maximum K index of two next week and a solar flux index of about 71. Daytime critical frequencies are currently reaching a maximum of about 4.9 megs, meaning 80 metres remains the best band for daytime NVIS or close-in signals. 60 metres or 5 megs may also be fine for inter-G signals, although you may struggle on 60 metres at times with stations closer than about 100 kilometres. Over longer distances, 20 metres remains the favourite, with possible occasional openings on 17. Winter sporadic E may throw up some surprising openings on 12 and 10 metres, but these may be fleeting and are very hard to predict. VHF and up now, there is still a large area of high pressure on the charts, and it's typical of such features that they can be very persistent. This one's going on for the long game, with another 1 to 2 weeks of high pressure weather to come. That means that tropo will be the mode of choice, with variations mostly down to how moist the air near the surface is compared with the very dry air just above the temperature inversion. A big contrast in moisture means better ducting on VHF and UHF, and the best sign of this is when you find mist and fog forming, bad for travelling but better for tropo. The position of the high is crucial, and when we find a cold northerly flow pattern with the high just to the west, this tends to reduce the prospects for good tropo despite the pressure being fairly high, so expect variations in the scope and intensity of the openings as the high centre drifts around the UK. Out of season sporadic E is always worth checking for during the depth of winter, especially with the big changes in the wind regime in the stratosphere at the moment. The short and intense Quarantids meteor shower last week really ushers in a quiet period of meteor activity until early April, so keep looking for the usual dawn enhancement of random meteors. The moon reached its lower declination yesterday in apogee on Wednesday, so there are short moon windows with low elevations and high losses this week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. It's also all from me too. Until next week.